Today we bless water, and we are reminded that in our faith, everything is important. There is nothing that is wrong. We bless every material and spiritual thing. Sometimes people say, you know what, Father? I'm a spiritual person. I go, well, so is the devil. What kind of spiritual person are you? Because in the spiritual world, there is hatred, there is anger, there is love, there is kindness, and there is sacrifice. I tell them, I'm also a bodily person. The Christian religion does not look upon the human body as if it was something incidental to who we are. In fact, when someone hits you, you don't say, why did you hit my body? You say, why did you hit me? That is why in this beautiful holy day, on the eve of the Feast of the Jordan, we bless water. Do you forget how you were blessed at baptism? You were maybe young. But the priest takes olive oil, which was meant for the kings of Israel, and he blesses your forehead, that your mind may be open to the truth of the gospel, your lips, that you may proclaim the truth, your ears, your hands, your heart, your soles of your feet. This is how much God values us. In fact, St. John in his epistle says, how can you claim to love the God you don't see if you don't love the people you do see? If you say you love God but hate and don't respect the people you do see, you are a liar. That is how harsh it is. So we teach respect for the human being, respect for my soul, and respect for my body. To see that everything is holy in God's sight. At the end of the creation in the book of Genesis, what does God say? He looked upon everything he had created and he saw it was good. It is our fallen nature. It is our selfishness and jealousy and abundance of other spiritual characteristics that tend to lower us and force us into places we would rather not go. That is why holy water, prayer, the church, the scriptures are all sources of God's grace where we get help to become better human beings. And it is a fallacy to say that my soul is bad, my body is bad, I'm bad. No. You are weak. You do sin. But there is beauty in you placed by God which nothing can erase. And the goal of our spirituality is to save both body and soul and to maintain that dignity that God gave you as being a gift to the world. So today, blessing water may seem so simple to other people, but there's enough cursing in the world to go around. We need more blessings. And so tonight, pray and think about your own life, what a blessing you are to the world, and how much with your body and soul you can bring joy to the world. And if you ever get upset with your brothers and sisters, us chickens, always remember this phrase I repeat often. Be very careful how you treat the children of the God you pray to. Christos, Christaicha.